And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, they got the second one. The first one, as you know, was killed in a shootout last night. The second one was caught minutes ago, bleeding in a backyard in a boat, hiding in the backyard in a little boat under a cover. And it was not the FBI who found him. It was not the ATF who found him. It was not DHS who found him. It was not the CIA who found him. It was a housewife who noticed that the boat cover was off the boat slightly and it had blood on it. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. The headline is Obama's silence louder than Boston bombs. Where is the president? Where is Janet Napolitano? Second question, who do you blame for the Boston massacre? Because there's an awful lot of blame to go around. And don't tell me I have no right to ask that question. Your government failed you. They failed you all along the watchtower. And I'll prove it to you. The FBI was forced to admit today. They didn't want to admit it. They were forced to admit today because of an interview on Russia Today. Are you ready for this? That they interviewed the elder brother of the bombing pair at the request of a foreign government to see if he had extremist ties, but they never arrested him. You heard what I said, but it gets worse. Russia is likely the country that has asked, that had asked, to have the elder Tsarnaev visited because of suspected ties to Chechen Muslim extremists. So what did the FBI do? They ran a background check. They ran his name through all the relevant databases. And guess what they found? They wrote up a report. They sent it to the doofus at the higher level. That doofus sent it to the next doofus. That moron sent it to the next moron. Each moron in the FBI checked their little book on political correctness, and they said, uh-oh, we better not touch this one, and they let him go. You want more? Here it comes. Did you know that your FBI interviewed Carlos Bledsoe in Little Rock, Arkansas, before he shot up an Army recruiting station in 2009? Again, the FBI failed to arrest him. Did you know that your FBI was also looking into Major Hassan Nadal before he executed 13 and shot 32 at the Fort Hood Army military base? Again, the FBI did nothing, even though Hassan was signaling he was about to kill. However, the FBI has maintained in those incidents that they took all the steps they were asked to, and they were allowed to under the law. Although the FBI have initially denied contacting the brother, they denied it. The brother's mother said they had contacted the brother, the eldest son, in an interview with Russia Today. This is your America under Obama and Napolitano. We have to go to Russian news sources to find out what's actually going on. So I'm going to ask you on the Savage Nation today, since all of you know all the details, who do you blame the most for this massacre in Boston? There are several questions that are pregnant, such as why did the FBI force the Boston police to hold the pictures of the suspects until the anointed one gave his eulogy at the cathedral in Boston? It's interesting to me that literally within a few hours of the pictures being released, all hell broke loose in Boston. Did they know something that they're not telling us? Did they fear that once they released the pictures, they might actually have a manhunt on the way, and they didn't want to upset the photo op for the great president of the world? If you detect a slight degree of bitterness in my voice, you're a real Sherlock. If you detect the fact that I'm sick to my stomach at the psychopaths running this socialist liberal government who have more fear of patriots, Tea Party members, and white males than they do of Chechenian terrorists, you're right. I'm sick to my stomach. I'd like to hear every one of these left-wing pinkos in the media apologize for the people they accused falsely, but you're never going to get that, are you? I've written one book after the other warning you about the sleeper cells, and I'll tell you something else. They didn't act alone. There are many questions we don't know the answers to, such as, where did they get hand grenades? Where did they hide all of this ordnance, which suddenly was broken out last night? Where did it come from? Where was it all hidden? What's the MIT connection? Why are there so many foreign students in our universities? Why are the liberal professors bending over backwards to bring in more of them? How about Obama's two key pieces of anti-American legislation. Gun control, dead. Immigration reform, dead in the water. Tell me who in the world wants to bring in more immigrants when amongst them there might be some of these. Nobody but a psychopath. Maybe Charles Schumer would be at the top of the list, and McCain, but not the average American. So Obama's two pieces of legislation that will follow his destructive Obamacare, in my opinion, are dead in the water. At least they should be dead in the water. But let's go back to the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. The phone number here is 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. Obama's silence right now is louder than the Boston bombs. He should have given a speech by now. Who do you blame for the Boston massacre? There's an awful lot of blame to go around. We learned just minutes ago from Russia Today that the FBI denied interviewing this guy several years ago, the older brother, but they were forced to disclose it because the interview in Russia Today disclosed that they had visited him and they didn't arrest them. What happened in America today is a result of ultra-liberal reverse racial profiling. The only terrorists can be white males. The only terrorists can be blonde hair and blue-eyed. The only terrorists can be returning military veterans. The only terrorists can be those who oppose abortion. The only terrorists can be anybody except those who are the terrorists. You're living in not brave new world, but insane. Insane new world. Insane new world. In a sane government, there'd be a change at the top of every intelligence agency in this country. Every intelligence agency would rotate the chief. They would not survive in any Western democracy. They'd be replaced immediately. Massive failure at every level. In a sane participatory democracy, there'd be a vote of no confidence for the president. He'd be thrown out of office. There'd be elections held within 3 weeks. But we don't have a democracy. But let's not talk about the big problem. Let's talk about the little problem. Is there anyone listening to this show who can put themselves in the place of the average Boston resident during the manhunt for the second Muslim bomber? And tell me in honesty that you wouldn't have rather had a loaded shotgun or a loaded handgun or a loaded AR-15 than a baseball bat as you were in your house cowering in your new police state. You do know that they had a police state, they had martial law, in essence, in Boston. They were told to stay in the house and hide under their bed. They were told to leave it to the police. Okay, great. They left it to the police, and they finally got the guy. I'm glad. But is there one person, man or woman, black, white, is there anyone listening to this show who's telling me that you don't feel that you need to have some kind of way to defend yourself and your family in a country that is so weak because of the Trojan horse of liberalism that you are literally on your own? Is there anybody out there who's going to tell me in reality that you don't wish to God you had a gun in your house? You wouldn't wish to God you would have a gun in your house if you were living in Boston. There's no way in the world you could defend yourself except with a gun. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you now understand the world you're living in. Welcome to the old world order. The Russians are saying, we've been warning you about Chechnya for years. We've been warning you about radicalized Muslims from Chechnya for years. We've been warning you about them using white-looking Muslims to commit jihad in America. But you didn't pay attention because you were looking for the next Timothy McVeigh. Kansas City, KCMO. Mike, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm Dr. Savage. As far as that goes, I'd like to have all three of them weapons in my house at that time. You better believe it. With lots of ammo, big clip.
But if you were a Boston professor hiding in your house, cowering in your closet, no doubt the strongest weapon they would have would be a cooking pot with a long handle.
He would use his words like they tell him.
Well, yes. No, you're right. The professor in Cambridge would probably think that he could have reasoned with the young man, the poor misunderstood young man from Chechnya, that he would have used reason rather than a bullet to defend himself and his family. You're right. You got me there.
And who I blame, I go up the ladder. Of course, the FBI, but I go to Eric Holder. I go to Barack Hussein Obama. It's their policy. It is his Muslim outreach. It is his distrust of the Russians in only one thing, about Chechnya and how they abused and killed the poor Muslim people of that region. That's his only thing he doesn't agree with them on. And that's the one place they could help us. You know,
well, here's a place where Russia tried to help us. CBS News is reporting within the last hour that the FBI was warned by Russia, likely Russia, to look into this guy, and they looked into him. When I'm not getting the year that they interviewed him, but sometime in the last few years, the FBI actually sat down with the older Muslim terrorist, and they let him go. Just as they looked into the man who shot up an army recruiting station in 09, just as they were looking into Major Hassan Nadal before he shot up Fort Hood and killed 13 and wounded 32, again, the FBI let him go. What kind of country are we living in when our police agencies are unable to stop terrorists when they have them in their hands? That's the question of the day. 855-407-282 is the phone number. If you care to chime in on this horrible, but on the other hand, liberating day in America. Yes, it is a liberating day for a couple of reasons. It's liberating because we're praying to God that the psychopathic, ultra-liberal media will finally wake up to the fact that they're surrounded by enemies of their very freedoms. One day, and we've been waiting for the day, maybe they'll come to understand that their greatest friend is a returning military veteran, and their greatest enemy may be a foreign-born, America-hating terrorist. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Scans of Oates traffic, northbound 101 Lucas Valley Road. Had an earlier crash, car fire. Everything's off to the right shoulder cleanup phase, but traffic backed up into San Rafael. Northbound 280 Westboro Boulevard, South San Francisco. An accident there. Traffic on the peninsula, bumper to bumper, northbound 101 out of Woods, Redwood City, pretty much up to Highway 380. Northbound 280 at Winchester. Crash there. It's backed up onto southbound 880 through San Jose. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk, for air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies to protect them from surges, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and start using their secure, professionally managed data center today. You'll not only stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable, low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security and support 24/7, and 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Looking for a new look for spring that won't blow your budget? When you shop at your local East Bay Goodwill store, you're helping your community. You'll find great bargains on new and gently used clothes, shoes, books, and household items. Proceeds from East Bay Goodwill stores support local jobs training and placement programs. And Saturday, April 20th, there's a special reason to visit. You'll save 50% on all apparel and shoes. Just visit eastbaygoodwill.org for more details. Don't forget your donations.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, you know, most of you listening to the show know all the facts of what went on between last night and today. I'm not going to give you a repeat and bore you with it. They got the second one. He's in a hospital. I wouldn't give him the best of medical care right now. All right? You ought to thank God I'm not in charge of the hospital. You ought to thank God I'm not in charge of the local FBI office, because I'd find out who else is in the cell. Before I gave him so much as an aspirin, I'd find out who gave him the money to live in America. What were they living on, these two poor immigrants? Where did they get the money to live in their apartment? How did they get a scholarship? Why was he picked for a scholarship to an expensive school that some dumb liberal actors went to? Where did he get the money to go to college? How come he didn't have a job? How do they know they got all of them in a cell? Why are you all breathing with such a sigh of relief? Here's an example of the stupidity in the liberal community that the child lived in, the poor, innocent Muslim boy. Larry Aronson, Zokar Sonikov's neighbor, and a former teacher at the high school that Sonov attended, called him a wonderful kid. Aronson told CNN that the bomber, the Muslim bomber, was so grateful to be here. He was compassionate. He was caring and he was jovial. I wonder if Mr. Aronson would have the same thing to say about a returning military veteran who saw his friend's legs blown off by an IED. I don't know. Maybe he would. Yeah, there's a lot of sarcasm and bitterness out there in America today. But thank God of two things. They're not passing gun control, because even liberals are going to go out and think about getting a gun now. Those who were hiding under their beds during the martial law, hiding with a flower pot in their hand or a frying pan, are saying to themselves, God, I wish I had something to defend myself with, or my wife. Well, a Remington might work. A Remington shotgun's a nice home defense weapon. You don't need a permit for it. Go buy yourself a shotgun. That's all. Join the right-wing fanatics. Get yourself a gun in your house. Because this could just be the beginning, my friends. With this ultra-left-wing reverse racially profiling administration, don't assume this is over. Don't give too big a sigh of relief. These incidents have just begun. And I'd like to know if there's a bigger cell. I'd like to know who supported them. I'd like to know a few questions. Can I have the list of questions that are out there? There's an awful lot of them. We made up a list of questions. Do you have any questions that are running through your mind tonight? The number one question to me is, how did they support themselves? And by the way, this is extremely important for you to know. The older brother was a heavy marijuana smoker. You say, oh, that's just your bias against innocent weed. You're wrong. I have told you marijuana is used by assassins for years. And I told you that the word hashish comes from the Arabic for assassin. But you didn't want to hear that either. Instead, you wanted to believe the lies of the marijuana industry, that it's a good, healthy substance. It's destroying the entire country. Marijuana is doing to America what opium did to the Chinese before the martial artists rose up in the Boxer Rebellion and threw the drug dealers out of their country, called the British. But that's a separate topic. He was a pothead, and a heavy one at that. And go check it out if you think I'm making it up. Hashish, for Arabic, for assassin. That's right, a lot of murderers use marijuana before they go on a rampage. You don't want to hear it. No, he wasn't drunk. Muslims don't drink. No, he wasn't ginned up. No, he wasn't boozed up. No, he didn't go to a bar in Boston before he went on his jihad. No, my friends, put the whole picture together. Washington, D.C., WMAL, Nate, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I'm just shocked at this whole situation because some of my little friends, they're pissed off at the media, CNN in particular. They're just amazed that they dropped the ball.
Well, they're angry that they didn't have a white male, aren't they, with blonde hair and blue eyes, another Timothy McVeigh to sigh with relief, saying that Napolitano was right, Eric Holder was right. Yeah, let's talk about that. I am sick of the reverse racial profiling by this twisted administration. And by the way, why wasn't this man's picture on the FBI watch list? Why was he not on a watch list? Why? If he had been looked at by the FBI in 2011, according to the Russian media, why wasn't he on a watch list? Why aren't they watching his apartment? There's something wrong with this whole picture. Do you remember who they picked to run the CIA? Did you hear his interviews before he was appointed? He talked about Islam and what a beautiful religion it is and how peaceful all practitioners are. Do you remember that? Do you have any idea what Obama has done to the mindset of the intelligence agencies in this country? Well, you better have a mindset. Do you think this will really wake up America? I hope so, but I doubt it. I certainly doubt it. I want to play for you a tape we just got. Play the mother now, interviewed in Russia. Listen to this.
What I can say is I am really sure, I am like 100% sure that this is a set-up. My two sons are really innocent, and I know that neither of them never have talked about whatever
they're good
think
boys.
About now.
They're good boys. They're innocent. They're innocent. They were smeared by the American government. That's mom.
Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Boston police have taken the second suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing into custody. He is reported to be alive but wounded. Two people escaped injuries today when their experimental aircraft did a belly landing today at San Rafael Airport. And a Berkeley man has been arrested on human trafficking charges. 50-year-old Vincent Rones allegedly forced five women to work in prostitution at a Santa Rosa hotel. Taking a look at the roadways, a tough Friday afternoon commute northbound 880. A number of fender benders in Hayward have left it slow out of Fremont for before Mallory as you head with Highway 238. Slow off the Dumbarton Bridge as well. Northbound 101 slow, almost from Woodside Road in Redwood City as you make your way up towards Millbrae Avenue, scene of a new accident. Slow along the Oyster Point Causeway as well. Northbound 101 heavy. Cesar Chavez on to the lower deck. Got a Giants game starting in a half hour, not helping things in and out of San Francisco. I'm Dave Hawks, KSFO.
Brought to you by Black Oak Casino. You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino Resort in Tuolumne is the perfect place to play and stay. The new resort hotel is opening May 1st, but the gaming action's happening 24 hours a day right right now. See BlackOakCasino.com for details. Brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows. Sierra Pacific Windows is your answer for wood-clad windows with five Bay Area locations and manufacturer direct pricing. Register now to win a free patio sliding door at SierraPacificWindows.com. Sierra Pacific Windows, California built, California grown.
The Sage salute to your business. Here's to being the innovator in chief, to crazy ideas that still make dollars and cents, to mobile payments that never take the long way into your accounting system. Here's to controlling your operating costs so that you can achieve your business goals. Sage, believe in your numbers. Visit sagetoday.com. That's sagetoday.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
They say the best things in life are free. So, hey, why are we paying so much for our basic information and entertainment needs? The average cable TV bill has more than doubled in the last 10 years. The price of movie tickets keeps going up. So, exactly what is free today anyway? Well, you're listening to it. Local radio. Support the advertisers that support this radio station. And keep listening. We won't send you a bill. There are still some things you just shouldn't have to pay for.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
On the next morning show, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Marathon bombing investigation like no other station. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You can sigh with relief momentarily, but these two didn't work alone, did they? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Do you actually believe that these two brothers were a cell unto themselves? Logic would dictate that this was very big operation by the Mumbai bombing, by the London subway bombing. There was usually a team of 15. My suspicion is there are many more of them out there. I would suspect the FBI has probably interviewed some of them. Oh, yeah. But they were told not to do anything more because it might violate their civil rights. It's interesting to me that it was a tip from a resident, not the president, that led to the capture of Muslim jihadist number two. There's a P missing from the word resident. Where is he? Where is the president at a time like this? Do you call this a leader? Obama's silence is louder than the Boston bombs. The whole country is saying, where is he? What is he doing? Why is he not saying anything? As I said to you, you know all of the facts, and I'm not going to give them to you. You've been watching it all day, all night, as I have. But we have a forum for you in talk radio that you can't have on television. And that forum permits you, the American people, to sound off, to express your feelings in any direction. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. The mother said they're innocent boys. They're not her sons. They were set up. The father said that they're innocent boys. Now, you'd expect them to do that. It's the same as with gangbangers here in America. Whenever they catch a gangbanger who does some shooting, they go to the mother who says, he's a good boy, he wanted to be a doctor. This one also noticed wanted to be a doctor. The uncle was the only one today who said anything that approached reality. The uncle of the suspects unleashed on them in a way I was shocked to hear. I want you to listen to clip four in the Savage Nation.
What do you think provoked this?
Being losers, hatred to those who were able to settle themselves. These are the only reasons I can imagine of. Anything else to do with religion, with Islam, it's a fraud, it's a fake.
Well, okay, I'm glad to hear it's a fake. I feel much relieved to know that because terrorist number one's website on his profile says his worldview is Islam. And if you go further, he listened to an imam from Australia who called Jews names I won't even repeat on the show and said that women who are raped deserve it because they're wearing tempting clothing. So I'm glad to hear that it has nothing to do with religion. I really am. Listen to clip five of the uncle now.
Of course we're ashamed. Yes, we're ashamed. They're children of my brother, who had little influence of them, honestly, as much as I know, who had little influence of them. I didn't like, so I just wanted my family be away from them. That's it.
All right, so now we go to the news sites on the brother. And the brothers, yeah, I don't have to give you their names. Then the Daily Caller has an interesting article from earlier that states he was a religious Muslim boxer. Tamerlan Saniyev, one of the two Chechen terrorists, was a self-described, quote, very religious, unquote, Muslim boxer who yearned for Chechen independence and who posed for a photo essay entitled, "We'll Box for Passport." Well, he doesn't have to box for a passport. McCain and Schumer will give him one. They give him 80 green cards to give out to his relatives. Tamerlan Saniyev was a student at Bunker Hill Community College and a Golden Gloves boxer who trained at Y Crew Mixed Martial Arts Gym in Boston, etc. But the fact of the matter is, photographer Johan Kern profiled Saniyev in a photo essay entitled "We'll Box for Passport," quoting the young boxer as saying that, quote, he is a, quote, very religious, unquote, Muslim, which prevents him from drinking, smoking, or removing his shirt around women, and that he cares deeply about the independence of Chechnya from Russia. He said, "I don't have a single American friend. I don't understand them," Saniyev told the interviewer. He doesn't drink or smoke anymore. Notice the word "anymore." God said no alcohol. God said no alcohol. Then he said there are no values anymore. So to him, a girl in a short skirt is worse than putting a bomb in a crowd and blowing off people's legs. You see, this is a real genius here. There's no values anymore. No values. A disgusting country. They drink, and they're prostitutes, and they're dirty. But putting a bomb in a crowd is a religious act to him. Unbelievable to me. So this is, if you think this is an isolated incident, good. Enjoy Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck while you can. Because this is the new America. We've let so many of this type into this country. We haven't any idea where it may occur tomorrow. We were told 2-3 years ago, if you remember, that the jihadists were going to use Caucasian-looking bombers in the future, terrorists in the future, because they would blend in better that way. You don't see a big bushy beard, do you? You don't see a turban, do you? They look like American boys of any ethnicity. But you find out that underneath the surface there was a terrorist. Now, here's the question. It's a question that I feel obligated to ask. How did the FBI so quickly circle these two in the surveillance photos? How did they know it was them? Do you remember they wouldn't release any pictures till the Great One appeared and gave his eulogy in Washington? And then after the Great One left Boston, after he gave his eulogy in the cathedral, all of a sudden the FBI releases the pictures and they circle these two. How do they know it was them? There were hundreds of thousands of people in the crowd, many of whom had caps on, many of whom had black bags. How did the FBI know it was these two who were the suspects? Simple question. They must have known even before the event. See, now I have my own supposition about the whole picture that's starting to come into focus for me. Remember, there was private security wearing SEAL logos. They weren't SEALs. They were probably ex-Navy SEALs working for a private security firm. Remember the guys with the black backpacks and the headphones in the crowds with the large backpacks that the FBI will not relate to? Remember those pictures? My suspicion is that the FBI, and all of the intelligence agencies had pre-warning, they were probably warned in advance through chatter and whatever that something was going to happen. And they dropped the ball. The private security firm blew it, the CIA, FBI, whatever, DHS. Everybody dropped the ball. But what intrigues me is, and interests me, is the answer to this question, which we're never going to get. How did the FBI know that these two were the suspects when they released the pictures? How did they circle their... How did they know amongst all of the people who had hats on with black packs they were the suspects? Can anyone answer that question? I'll take your calls in a moment on the Savage Nation. It's a very hot night. It's a hot night emotionally. America is sighing with relief, and that's a good thing. Many of you were up nervously all day, not knowing when Boston would be relieved from putative martial law. Do you notice how quickly, by the way, the entire city was put into martial law without a writ being signed? Stay in your homes. Do not leave your homes. Cower under a bed. Stay in your homes. Did you notice everyone did? What's to prevent the nation from being told to stay in your homes? Now, it's interesting, again, that it was a resident, not a president, who helped capture Muslim bomber number two. Where is the president? Why is he silent? Why is there no speech from Janet Napolitano, who has a lot to say about the dangers of returning Army veterans? WABC George, what do you have to say tonight?
Yeah, Michael, the problem is we are becoming defenseless. We don't have leadership anymore. The intelligence community that we do have sometimes produces results, but nothing gets acted upon. I'd like to know where J. Edgar Hoover is.
You mean J. Edgar Hoover, now that we need him, he's been smeared by the left-wing press, calling him a cross-dresser, calling him every name under the sun. All we know is it was a safer nation under J. Edgar Hoover than it is under this current FBI. That we know. Because they would have done preemptive arrests in the days of J. Edgar Hoover. If they even suspected somebody, he wouldn't have been milling about in a crowd with a bomb on his back. Thanks for the call. It's a sad day, and it's a day of relief in a way. Because maybe now, the men and women who work for these agencies, who know better, who are constrained by the ultra-liberalism of their chiefs, the men and women who say, we've got to do something, maybe they'll be listened to now. I doubt it. I doubt it, but I hope so. Who do you think is to blame for this? Because there is someone to blame. Don't say this. Listen, don't go away from the saying there's no one to blame. You're wrong if you do that. You're wrong if you do that. There's responsibility for everything. There is responsibility for this terrorist act in America, the worst terrorist event in America since the Fort Hood terrorist event, which your Eric Holder is calling workplace violence. Did you hear that? Did you know that your attorney general called the Fort Hood massacre, where 13 were killed and 33 wounded? They still haven't put him to death yet. They haven't even tried him. Nidal Hassan, Major Nidal Hassan, he was signing all of his medical reports as a psychiatrist. At the end of every medical report, for years, he wrote, Allah be praised. And the military didn't put a flag over him. The military did not arrest him. Now, what if a Army psychiatrist was signing his reports with Jesus saves? How long do you think he'd last in the U.S. Army today? 1 second? 5 seconds? So why is the government bending over backwards for Muslims in this country? I mean, let's be clear. Let's be clear. How many more speeches can we hear from Dave Alpatrick and the other Schmendricks? They're all taking a bow now. Everyone, I want to thank you. I got the donuts now. We got the coffee. Thank you to Dunkin' Donuts. It was all night long or up all night. It was a woman who saw the guy hiding in a boat. What are they? They had surveillance cameras. They had helicopters. They had bomb squad cars. They had cameras. They had dogs. They couldn't find them. A woman found them in a backyard. You hear this? A tip from a resident, not the president. So there's a lot of blame to go around. The problem is nobody ever takes responsibility in the U.S. government for anything. But I'll tell you this, and I'll say it again until it sinks into America's collective mind. Gun grabbing, gun control, dead in the water. Even Boston liberals are going to think about going out and buying a shotgun. Immigration reform, meaning flooding America with 30 to 40 million illegal immigrants. that Schumer and McCain and that moron ice cream man Rubio want? Forget about it. Do you know that the immigration reform bill written by this gang of eight includes a clause which permits them to bring in all their relatives? Did you know that? So let's assume that this incident didn't happen. And let's assume they were planning on making it happen. But they have a green card. It means they could bring in the father and the mother from Chechnya to reunite the family. You don't want the family disunited. You want them all here. You want them all here, don't you? Well, that's what Schumer wants. That's what McCain wants. That's what Rubio, the ice cream man, wants. It's not what I want. It's not what I want. I want real immigration reform. I want the border secured, and I want them to go through the criminal files, and I want them to deport anyone who's ever been arrested in this country who's here illegally. That's the beginning of immigration reform. New York, Debbie, you're on the Savage Nation from WABC. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm listening to you just answering my question, but the bottom line is they already knew who these people were. So what I want to know is what do you think is going to happen in the future when they already have the list, they already know who are the possible suspects, they allowed this person who went away, then he came back, they let him back in. I want to know, what are we supposed to do? And what?
Right. He went to Russia in the year 2012. He disappeared from America for 6 months. He said he went to Russia. That means he went for training in Chechnya. Wouldn't you assume that?
Correct.
Okay. But he was not stopped on his return by the FBI, CIA, DHS. They were busy looking at people who oppose abortion, people who wear too large a cross, returning war veterans, and Tea Party members. That's because of their reverse racism that is now rampant. There's a metastasis of reverse racial profiling in America's security apparatus under Barack Obama. That's the real problem here. The mentality is warped. The mentality in this country is twisted and warped because of the administration's biases. That's how I see it. Do you agree with me or disagree with me?
I absolutely agree with you, but what are we going to do about the people that are already here and the people that they're letting in and out? What are we going to do about that? That's my concern.
I don't know. Ask Janet Napolitano the next time she's seen giving a speech about how safe we all are from jihad and that jihad means improving yourself. It doesn't mean no violence. You've heard that, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, the jihad doesn't mean violence. It means self-improvement. Listen, the whole country is like living in a brainwashing, a day and night brainwashing. This is a day of liberation in some ways and consternation in others. I'll be right back to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes, okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
8035.
Days of traffic troubles on the peninsula, northbound 101 Millbrae Avenue. Crash was in the right lane, now to the right shoulder. Traffic slow out of Redwood City, almost to Woodside Road. Northbound 880, earlier problems in Hayward. It is slow from Mallory in Fremont up towards 238. Heavy off the Dumbarton Bridge from Newark Boulevard as you make your way onto northbound 880. Northbound 680, that's slow. Mission Boulevard south to Andrade. Slow to San Francisco, northbound 101 Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builder's-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Fibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt, for a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson. You can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Go up in the air with a helicopter tour of wine country from Hilo Venture Tours. SweetJack.com has 51% off.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If someone told you you could buy a fully renovated property in a very nice neighborhood for just $60,000 and rent it to a medical professional for over $1,100 a month, wouldn't you want to learn more? What if that home was actually worth $90,000 but you paid only $60,000? Investors at Real Wealth Network know the secret, and so can you. Find out more at realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
On the next morning show, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Marathon bombing investigation like no other station. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Already the psychopathic liberal media is showing their true psychosis. They just asked the Boston police chief if they read the Muslim terrorist number two, his Miranda rights, before they took him into custody. They were screaming at the police chief, did you waive his Miranda rights? Miranda rights. Now, Miranda rights are the right to remain silent. And so the police chief wisely said, let's turn it over to the U.S. attorney. So they got a loudmouth U.S. attorney. Looks like she came out of a New York delicatessen. And she said, yes, they can be waived. Miranda rights can be waived in issues of national security. The reporters were just nonplussed by it because, after all, this poor young man, he's confused right now. He's confused. He's hurt. They should be able to question him right now. Now, of course, they will probably question him at last, finally question him. But do you think he's actually going to give up the other members of the cell? I don't. They're going to treat him with kid gloves. I can guarantee you Eric Holder's already put a call in to tell him to absolutely don't violate any of his rights. Now, the aunt was also interviewed. This is the aunt who got him asylum, who got the two dolls asylum into the country. The aunt, the big mouth aunt from Toronto, you're not going to believe what you're about to hear. You can see how she got them asylum into America. You could see the mouth on her. Listen to clip 7.
I'm suspicious that this was staged. The picture was staged.
Mm. By who?
Whoever needs this.
But why would
whoever is looking for those who need to be blamed for these attacks.
So you think they're being set up by someone else, not the authorities? You think they're being set up by someone else?
Who? What do you mean, somebody else?
Well, who is setting
up? Who is interested in this case? When you're blowing up people and you want to bring attention to something for some purpose, you know, you do that math. But why don't you do that math? Why me? As I said, I'm used to being set up.
Now, this is the big mouth aunt of the two Muslim bombers, and she lives in Toronto. She got them asylum. What you're about to hear, you haven't heard yet today. Clip 8.
Give me evidence. I'm lawyer from back home. Give me evidence.
Ah, stop here. I'm lawyer from back home. Got it? We brought in one of them from back home. I'm lawyer from back home. She knows how to work the system, buddy. Muslim aunt. Terrorist aunt. She got good advice in this country. Listen to clip 8 again.
In court sessions where I had to prove innocence of other accused people. So, give me evidence. All you showed me, circle face of a man's face in a hat, standing like this. What else?
Okay, well, this is the FBI photo. This is where it's taken from.
Can you look forward? Okay, what I'm saying is, look this way. Why FBI does not give me more if I'm asking? If somebody else is asking,
I give you more. I give you a one-way ticket back to Bomb Central. I give you more. I'd give you more. I give you a more ride right back where you came from. You and your whole ilk, the whole bunch, the pack of bombers you brought in here. Give me more. That's what we need here. Lawyers, bring them all in. Bring in the lawyers. Bring in more lawyers from their home country so they can bring in their whole family. Well, I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. I can ask you a loaded question, but I'm not going to ask it because the answer is in the question. It's blowing in the wind. And that is, do you think Obama's desire to grant amnesty to 60 or 70 million illegal aliens when they can bring in their families through chain migration, as is in the current bill, do you think it has any chance of surviving a vote? My guess is if we lived in a sane country, he'd be impeached, let alone that bill wouldn't go forward. He'd be impeached. McCain would be thrown out. The whole pack of eight would be thrown out. Rubio would be selling ice cream in Havana after this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Apparently, they woke the president up, or they got Beyonce and Jay-Z out of the White House, or the party was interrupted because they put a suit on the president. Here he is speaking right now.
Our outstanding law enforcement professionals. These men and women get up every day. They put on that uniform.
Oh, God.
They risk their lives to keep us safe.
Oh, God. Not the same.
They don't always know what
boring, useless, meaningless homilies.
In pursuit of the suspect.
Say something about how you and Holder and the FBI and the DHS and the FBI are going to change your reverse racial profiling from now on and be on the lookout for jihadists hiding amongst us.
Said his chief at MIT. He was just 26 years old.
Again,
and as his family has said,
see, this is the country you're living in. This is the country you're living in. Worthless leadership, nothing. Vacuum.
Serving and protecting others. So we're grateful to him.
You hear the voice? Like nothing.
Obviously, tonight there are still many unanswered questions.
No kidding. Like, how did you know who they were so fast?
Why did young men who grew up and studied here
as
part of our communities and our country resort to such violence?
Well, you ought to check their religious backgrounds. That might have something to do with it.
Did they receive any help? The families of those killed so senselessly deserve answers.
They get high with a little help from their friends, and they get by with a little help from their friends. Didn't the Beatles teach you that?
And walk and live again deserve answers. And so I've instructed the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security and our intelligence community
to
continue
what?
To deploy all the necessary resources to support the investigation. To collect intelligence and to protect our citizens. We will determine what happened.
They did a great job.
We will investigate any associations that these terrorists may have had. And we'll continue to do whatever we have to do to keep our people safe.
All right, now go back to the party.
One thing we do know is that whatever hateful agenda drove these men to such heinous acts will not, cannot prevail. Whatever they thought they could ultimately achieve, they've already failed.
What do you mean they failed?
Because the people of Boston refused to be intimidated.
Oh, that's such they rubbish. They were hiding Americans under their beds. What are you talking about?
Refuse to be terrorized.
Oh, they God, this is like nauseating.
Waver from
do I have to listen to this? I mean, I'd like to give the man the respect of the office. I can't even do that.
Nor will we break the bonds that hold us together as Americans.
What bonds? What holds us together?
American spirit includes staying true to the unity and diversity that makes us.
Oh, yeah. More, bring more in. Bring in more from Chechnya. Bring in more from Chechnya to show how a good man you are.
Tweets and blogs.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's a temptation to latch on to any bit of information, sometimes to jump to
yeah, that he was a devout Muslim? Right. I mean, excuse me, everybody knows that but your FBI.
With public safety at risk and the stakes so high, it's
yeah, don't communicate.
We do this right.
We do what right?
That's why we have investigations. That's why...
A lot of good your investigation did. You had the guy in your investigation 2 years ago and you let him go. That's your investigation.
That's why... We take care not to rush to judgment, not about the motivations of these individuals.
Are you kidding
certainly
me?
Not about
the guy was a jihadist. What's wrong with you?
After all, one of the things that makes America the greatest nation on earth, but also one of the things that makes Boston such a great city.
Oh, now so come up with the Boston Bruins now.
People of every faith, every ethnicity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we heard it before. But so not every faith and ethnicity puts bombs in crowds.
Why and how this tragedy happened. Let's make sure that we sustain that spirit.
Yeah, well, have a meeting on it. Why don't you have a congressional investigation on it?
Still struggling to recover.
Mr. President, pause the speech for a minute. Mr. President, go to the Drudge Report. You'll see that the dead suspect was a very religious Muslim boxer. Let's go back to the president since he's looking for clues.
Their lives reflected all the diversity and beauty of our
country. Again, diversity. Diversity.
We're sharing a great American experience together.
What a useless speech.
Finally, let me say that
embarrassment.
Even as so much attention has been focused on the tragic events in Boston, understandably, we've also seen a tight-knit community in Texas.
Here we go again.
Devastated by a terrible explosion.
All love each other. Sing
kumbaya
on that. I
want them to know that they are not forgotten. Our thoughts, our prayers.
Oh, you're so inspiring. I don't know what to do. I have tears welling up on my ankle.
Lost their lives. Some.
All right, we can knock it off now. We've heard all we're going to hear. We're going to knock it off now. The FBI admitted Friday they interviewed the now-deceased Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Tamerlan Sonnen, of 2 years ago. The FBI interviewed him and failed to find any incriminating information about him, and they let him go. But what you also should know about your PC FBI under Obama is that they had also interviewed several other terrorists before they committed their vile acts and let them go. They had interviewed, for example, your friend, Major Hassan Nadal, before he killed 13 and wounded 32 in Fort Hood, Texas. They had interviewed Carlos Bledsoe in Little Rock, Arkansas, before he shot up an Army recruiting station in 2009. If I'm not mistaken, that was a year after Obama had twisted the mentality of the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. Army, and DHS. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have no faith whatsoever that they could ever prevent another act like this again. This is a disgrace, by the way, that the president didn't apologize to the people in Boston for having failed them, because that's what would have been appropriate. What he should have said was, is my FBI failed you, and it won't happen again. I've given them instructions not to use any political correctness, not to be frightened of violating anyone's religious sensibilities. If we suspect them, we're going to hold them. How's that? It's disgraceful. It's the Savage Nation, which is not disgraceful. We're going to go back to regular programming. You heard what went on, didn't you? You heard that the aunt is a U.S. citizen, a Canadian citizen, who brought them in there under asylum in the year 2002. She has a huge mouth on her, and she says that it's a setup, that they didn't actually do it. What would you like to say on the Savage Nation today? I have a lot to say. You should also know that it was a tip from the resident, a woman, a housewife, not the president, that led to the capture of Muslim jihadist number two. And the first thing the psycholib reporters asked the Boston police chief after he was taken away was if they waived his Miranda rights. Can you believe this? former cop, Salem, Oregon. Delfina, welcome. You're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, earlier you asked what kind of a country we live in where the law enforcement officers will have a suspect in custody, a terrorist in custody, and release him back to the public and cause this kind of thing to occur. Well, I was a police officer for 7.5 years, and I can tell you that the kind of country we live in is a free country where we don't arrest people for not committing crimes. And unless they could actually prove...
I feel much better. Tell that to the people who lost their legs in Boston and lost their lives. I'm sure they'll feel great that they live in a free country.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I'm saying that that's what the price we pay for freedom. We can't arrest people.
Well, I would argue that there's a little way to, you know, shade. You know, you could shade it a little bit. You got a guy who's an active radical Muslim, and you arrest him, and you let him go. Why? You're not expecting him to do it? How about Nidal Hassan in the Fort Hood massacre? He was signaling he was going to do it. Why didn't they stop him?
The only problem is that the officers involved, the FBI officers, the law enforcement people who deal with these folks, they can only work with the laws they have in front of them.
Okay. Well, then we're saying the same thing. I don't blame them. So it's the people at the top. A fish rots from the head down, doesn't it? A fish rots from the head down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I get it.
But all right, so the poor agents in the field, the poor agents in the field can't really do their job. They suspect, they fear, they see this, they see that. They can't do anything, though, because they're afraid that Eric Holder will arrest them for doing their job.
I understand
what a free country is. I understand it very well. But most people don't feel that that's the way this should have gone down. If they interviewed this guy 2 years ago and let him go, they do not feel very good about their FBI, Delfina. I don't think they feel very good about the FBI.
No, I'm sure we don't. I mean, I'm not pleased with the way things went down either. But you know, we can only do what we can do within the law. Law enforcement officers are helping.
Well, who writes the laws but psychopathic liberal lawyers?
There you go. That would be the problem.
Okay, so maybe the laws ought to be rewritten a little bit. That if someone has religious fanaticism and shows evidence of hating America, maybe the law could have another clause in it about them.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be nice? If they have a religious fanaticism of any kind and they hate America, maybe you could write a little sub-clause within the clause about what you might be able to do to detain him before he puts a bomb inside a supermarket next time. By the way, Delfina, do you believe these two animals acted alone?
No, of course not.
Do you agree with me that the cell is probably as large as 20 to 25 people?
I don't know. I don't know how big the cells are, but I know they...
How did they support themselves in America if they were just poor students living in the area? Where'd they get their money from?
Not buying that.
Where'd they get their money from? Who supported them?
Yeah.
Where did they get the money for an apartment, boxing lessons, a car? Who was sending them money?
Well,
moreover, Delfina, one of them went to Russia and left America in 2012 for 6 months. He went to Russia. Why didn't he get stopped at the border when he returned? Why wasn't he interviewed by the FBI again?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I couldn't tell you what the regulations are for the FBI on returning students with student visas.
Well, we know that they are definitely looking into returning Army veterans. Ask Janet Napolitano what the DHS thinks of returning Army veterans. She has them in her sights, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, isn't that great? I'm an Army vet myself, and I don't appreciate that.
Right. She has returning Army veterans in her sights, devout Christians in her sights, people against abortion in her sights, Tea Party members in her sights, but active proto-jihadists? No way.
Well,
no way.
You
see, Delfina, this is reverse racial profiling. It's insanity. It is a result of the ultra liberal mentality that Obama has brought and foisted upon the intelligence agencies. Will this change? I just heard the president's speech. He mentioned the word diversity 2 or 3 times, and I doubt very much that anything will change. In fact, my suspicion is things are going to get worse before they get better. You know all the facts, listeners to the Savage Nation. You've heard them all day long. You know the second one was arrested. They got him out of the boat. He looks pretty badly shot up. We have a picture of him we just got up on michaelsavage.com. He looks like he was shot in the face. I don't know what brand of underwear he's wearing, but no doubt you can see the stripe of the underwear there. It should be up on the site any minute.
And what else? What else is going on? Let's see. They've arrested his girlfriend. One of them had a child here in stupid America already. Another one. The aunt has a big mouth. In Toronto, she says that they're innocent, that they were set up. The uncle says that they were set up. You got to listen to the aunt who brought them in under asylum to the country in 2002 in Clip 8. Listen to this.
Give me evidence. I'm a lawyer from back home. Give me evidence. I participated in court sessions where I had to prove innocence of other accused people. So, give me evidence. All you showed me, circle face of a man's face in a hat, standing like this. What else?
Okay, well, this is the FBI photo. This is where it's taken from.
Can you look forward? Okay, what I'm saying is, look this way. Why FBI does not give me more? If I'm asking, if somebody else is asking, fine. But for me to be convinced that these two nephews of mine committed these kind of atrocities cannot be taken lightly. Convince me.
Mm-hmm. And you notice the reporters, by the way, are better in Canada than they are here. They actually were offended by her lies, and they were challenging her. Not like it here in America, would you? They bend over backwards here. Now, earlier we heard the uncle calling them a loser. He was actually the only one who made sense. They asked him why they may have done it. And psychologically, it makes sense to me. He said they're being losers. Hatred for those who were able to settle themselves, meaning make it in America. And that's usually who goes into these religiously fanatic organizations. The losers who can't make it in the country that was so kind to them. So they wrap themselves in religion and a holy book. And they hate everybody around them, women, anyone not of their religion. Who else would do a thing like this? Who else could do a thing like this to innocent people? And then they use a religious doctrine to justify it. And make no mistake about it, you're not going to hear much about that connection to the fact that he was a devout Muslim. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The new economic policies are what they are, so now how will they affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar on Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Tuesday, April 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th, Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
We're home. You can open your eyes.
What the?
Well, surprise!
I go out of town for 2 days and I come home to...
a brand new Dodge Dart.
So, how much is it going to cost?
Nothing.
Nothing? How?
I won it at Cache Creek.
You did?
Yep. I won it at Cache Creek this weekend.
Wow.
They're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends, guaranteed.
Guaranteed?
Yes. One person every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th will win a brand new Dodge Dart. Guaranteed.
That's amazing. Every weekend?
Yep. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., someone wins a car and three others win $500 cash. So, voila. I got the car.
You're so lucky.
Oh, honey, I think you're the lucky one.
Right. Very right. 16 cars, 8 weekends, guaranteed.
Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Play the best close to home.
Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
San Francisco has never had it so good. Levin, Savage, together at last. Only on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Yeah.
Should congratulate the Boston SWAT teams. I mean, they're wonderful, heroic men. You see pictures of them coming out of London right now, not out of your local papers, of muscular, good-looking, strong guys, armed to the teeth. They were in a gun battle with this piece of garbage, this sub-moron. He's not a sub-moron. He's actually a subhuman. Sorry. Anyone who does a thing like this, who puts a bomb in a crowd, to me, they're not a human being anymore. So I'll use the phrase that I know offends liberals, because I really want to offend you tonight. I want to offend you down to your core so that maybe you can wake up before you're the next victim. Yep, we got to congratulate them. And you know, one of the things I'm paid for are my insights. I mean, I can joke around and I can give you a little bit of the news and this and that and listen to your talk. But there are questions out there that need some suppositions. And since I have the capacity to put two and two together, I'm going to run some suppositions by you. Why did the FBI hold their pictures until after the anointed one gave his homily in the Boston Cathedral? And almost within hours of them releasing the pictures, there was a gun battle. Remember that? Did they know that they were going to go out violently? Did they know it was going to be a Bonnie and Clyde job? That's number one. The second question I want to ask you is, what, if anything, does this have to do with the first Saudi person of interest? Let's not sweep that under the rug. There was a Saudi Arabian student who was initially tackled by a Boston resident. He was brought to a hospital. He was kept under guard by a attack squad. The Saudi foreign minister flies in. Presto magico, he's released. He had nothing to do with it. Well, wait a minute now. Are we sure of that? I want to know about the funding. I want to know who funded these two Chechenian Muslim terrorists. Who was supporting them all these years? How did they have an apartment, car, boxing lessons, college? I know one of them was granted a scholarship in Boston. Understand that, but $2,500 a year doesn't go too far for
for a guy going to college. It doesn't pay for very much. Where'd the rest of their money come from? The loudmouth aunt in Toronto? The father in Chechnya? I don't know. Or could it be that there's a connection to a more, let us say, a wealthier connection that gave them the explosives, helped them put the thing together, and then ratted them out after the flight from Saudi Arabia? A little rat job.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Suspect number two captured.
All right, in Watertown, the suspect's in custody. Nobody is to come in the perimeter.
Because of their determined efforts, we've closed an important chapter in this tragedy.
President Obama at the White House less than half an hour ago thanking police and citizens, also noting that the investigation into whether the two Tsarnaev brothers had any help in the Boston Marathon bombing is still ongoing. After firing a gun at police from inside a covered boat behind a house in Watertown, Massachusetts, just a few hours ago, the 19-year-old brother, Johar, was brought out bloody, said to be in serious condition. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz at a briefing half an hour ago.
This will continue to be an ongoing and active investigation as we sort all the details, continue to evaluate a tremendous amount of evidence, and file our formal charges.
The capture of the younger brother comes after the death of his sibling after a gun battle last night that killed a police officer at MIT. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, Ray Byers Jr.
And Ray Byers Sr.
With a quick note on rain gutters. They're not all created equal.
Far from it.
Imagine a rain gutter with no dripping, no leaks, and you never have to clean them out. With our patented design, water rolls into the gutters and leaves, sticks, and debris roll right over the edge.
That's no pipe dream. That's Byers.
And it's guaranteed. If your leaf guard gutters ever clog, we'll come out and clean them for free. No questions asked.
That's the way it ought to be.
That's right, Dad. The way it ought to be. That's Byers.
That's Byers!
Serving the greater Bay Area. Find us now at ByersLeafGuard.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
On the next morning show, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Marathon bombing investigation like no other station. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So the older brother was a devout Muslim. He felt like an outsider in the U.S. Then why didn't he just leave? Or why, better yet, if he felt like an outsider, why didn't we throw him out? And he had recently become radicalized. I mean, he went to Russia, spent 6 months, came back. And the doofuses at the Border Patrol, Immigration, the FBI, they were busy looking for returning U.S. military. Him they let back in. The 26-year-old had a profile on YouTube channel since August 2012. And 5 months ago, Tamerlan, that's one of the terrorist brothers, created a playlist dedicated to terrorism. FBI did nothing. Named simply terrorists. His playlist included a pair of videos, which are no longer available. And his YouTube channel shows signs that he had been drawn on to radical Islamism. Again, the FBI did nothing. Because in America, that's not sufficient grounds to investigate him. In fact, it may be sufficient grounds to invite him to the White House into religious ceremonies. Among the songs on his playlist was one called "I Will Dedicate My Life to Jihad." Really? He also featured videos recorded by recent converts to Islam. Again, FBI did nothing. However, if there was a site where a Christian said, "I love Jesus," no doubt they'd break the door in with a attack squad and see if they could arrest him without Miranda rights. What else would you like to know? Well, let's thank God that we have men with the guts to go into an actual shootout. That's number one. I mean, let's not, you know, downplay this. Yes, it was a resident, not the president, who found him in the boat in the backyard of this simple house in the suburb of Boston. But he shot out at the police. The police shot back. The picture that I just got, which is not yet up on michaelsavage.com, shows him. I don't know if he's going to survive his wounds. I mean, I'm not sure that they even want him to, because he might be of more use to the establishment dead than alive. Let's put it to you that way. I mean, it's the reverse of what you might think, but since their worldview is reversed, you have to look at it from the point of view of those who don't want him to say very much. You understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? So I'm not so sure he's going to survive his wounds in the hospital. Let's hope he does. I know that he's getting the best medical care available, which, of course, is a shame that you have to give it to him. What do you have to say about this? WMAL. I almost forgot the city. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Great WMAL. Joe, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, Michael, I just want to say you've been prophetic all these years about liberalism being a mental disorder. Obama keeps saying it's just violence, whether it's domestic violence, it's workplace violence. This is just...
No, this was jihad. The guy had a website on YouTube. He was promoting jihad. Shame on President Obama for continuing the big lie and the cover-up. Shame on him.
Where's Big Sis, Mike? I love that. You should have that as a part of your moniker, Mike. Where is Big Sis?
Oh, where is Big Sis? Or maybe she's hiding as well. You know, I want to go back to a book title called Liberalism as a Mental Disorder that I published 5 years ago. And chapter two is called Unmasking Islamofascism. It couldn't be published today. I don't think publishers would even, they would actually be shocked if you can't use the word Islamofascism anymore under the new Obama. Unmasking Islamofascism. And, well, you can read it yourself. I'll read you some of the headlines in the chapter. I'm not ashamed of it. Here's what I wrote. Radical Islam isn't a religion as much as it is a political movement with global aspirations. Their goal? To convert or to kill you. I don't see anything wrong with that. Next I wrote, and these are the bullet points inside the chapter. Wake up and smell the dirty bombs. The throat slitters are clawing at the gate. Kind of has a ring to it, doesn't it? A nice little ring to it. Here's another one. The problem is that you probably hate history. You don't know the difference between Genghis Khan and Chaka Khan. Liberals turn a blind eye. Every single major terrorist attack against the United States has been committed by radical Muslims. I don't know if that's still true. I said not Christians, not Jews, not Buddhists. Well, that's not entirely true. Timothy McVeigh was a Christian. That is true. So that is not entirely true. I'm willing to admit it. Then I write, like a hot lava flow, this insidious death culture has oozed across the globe, consuming one city, one community, one region at a time. I have no problem with that one. I said this insidious death culture. So what am I referring to? The radical Islamists. You want to go defend it? Go defend it. Then I ask this on page 43. Where's the outcry from the peace-loving moderate mullahs when fellow Muslims murder children in cold blood? I think it's still an accurate question. Well, you get the picture. You sort of get the picture. And it concludes with, as I've said before, one dirty bomb can ruin your entire day. A message of moderation, not extremism, must prevail in the Islamic world. We need an army of moderate Muslims crying out, not in our name. Haven't heard it yet. Haven't heard it yet. Now, here's a quote from a Muslim that I read called Abdel Rahman al-Rashid. Abdel Rahman al-Rashid. And I'm going to read it because it's his quote, not mine. And he wrote this a few years ago, right after the 9/11 attack. He said, it is a certain fact that not all Muslims are terrorists, but it is equally certain and exceptionally painful that almost all terrorists are Muslims. He said, almost all. That's Abdel Rahman al-Rashid. If you don't like it, then write to him. So we have a problem here. The worldview of this jihadist is that of jihad. The government is already giving you double talk and saying that they don't know anything about his motives. How could he say they don't know what the motives are when everybody reading the internet knows what his motives are? The dead suspect was a very religious Muslim boxer. That's all. They got the second brother. The FBI interviewed him 2 years ago, the older one, and they let him go. That's right. They let him go because he wasn't a returning Christian Army veteran, and they couldn't hold him. Now, they've taken other individuals into custody in connection with the manhunt. I don't know who they are. The wife, this, that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the girlfriends. He was married. He had a daughter after the woman secretly converted to Islam. It's all coming out. It's all coming out. And the aunt, of course, is saying that they're fall guys. And I'm sure that the conspiracy theorists will say that they didn't really do it and blah, blah, blah. The aunt is screaming that's suspicious. You've heard the aunt and the uncle, right? So there's no point. And the mother says they're innocent of that. That's what you would expect a mother to say, that my boys are good. My boys didn't do it. What else is there to say tonight on the Savage Nation? Other than liberalism is a mental disorder, that's the first thing. The second thing is, maybe now liberals will go out and buy themselves a shotgun now that they realize that there are armed and dangerous people that could wind up in their backyard and they need more than a frying pan to defend their wife and children. That's if they have one. Number two, do we need more immigrants in America or fewer immigrants? Do we need immigration reform? Yeah, we need immigration reform, absolutely. Seal the borders and deport all immigrants who have a criminal record. That would be the first step to immigration reform. But if you take a look at what Schumer and McCain and the ice cream man, Rubio, put together in the Gang of Eight, your hair would stand up. Do you know that according to their immigration reform proposal, this family could have brought in all their relatives from Chechnya? They have green cards. They're naturalized citizens. At least one of them was. So according to Schumer and McCain and Rubio, the ice cream man, according to them, the new Immigration Act would permit them to bring in the father and mother from Chechnya so that there'd be family reunification. That's very interesting. That's what we need. Maybe they wouldn't have felt as estranged if the mother and father were here. I mean, you could look at it that way. If you were a Boston liberal
you would say if the whole family was here, maybe that they wouldn't feel as alienated as they did from the evil American culture. They could have brought the father in who could have, you know, been giving them support and a proper upbringing. Maybe that's the way to look at it. Here, we're going to play now for you clip one. The father of the suspect speaking to Reuters. Listen to clip one.
Somebody clearly framed them. I don't know who exactly framed them, but they did. They framed them, and then they were so cowardly that they shot the boy dead. There are policemen like that. I can't reach anyone. I don't know about my children. I'm scared for my boy, that they will shoot him dead too somewhere. And then they'll just say, he had weapons. Where can he get weapons, for God's sake? They're picking them up at rubbish dumps, those weapons, or what? I'm scared for my son, for his life. They should arrest him. Bring him alive. Alive. And the judicial system should investigate everything, who's right and who's guilty.
See, now, if the father from Chechnya was living here through the Immigration Reform Act of Schumer and McCain, perhaps the boys wouldn't have gone off the rails. They would have had a good, solid father in the background. And thank God they didn't shoot him. Thank God he's alive. And I'm sure that there's some cockamamie lawyer from Harvard already who's going in there and protecting him from saying a word. So there it is. That's the country you live in. Liberalism is a mental disorder. This is a result of the failure of the entire intelligence apparatus, owing to the ultra-liberal reverse racial profiling that has now poisoned the minds of every police department in America. It's that simple. Sharon on WMAL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I believe these young guys are innocent also. They were framed. They were framed because they don't want to show the pictures of the, it was like maybe six guys who were standing right there with big backpacks, and one of them even had a big, very heavy-looking duffel bag exactly where the bombs exploded in.
No, I saw those pictures as well, and they still haven't been explained, Sharon. There's no question that those pictures need to be explained. We saw them. We're all asking who they were, and the FBI said, next question. I remember that. But
exactly.
I believe these guys were clearly involved. I mean, there's pictures of them putting the bomb bags down, Sharon.
Well, okay, you mean these two young guys? I mean, it was even foretold that they were going to blame two young college students by Friday. They were going to have somebody to target and put the blame.
Well, where did they get the hand grenades and the pipe bombs to throw out of the car last night if they're so innocent?
Well, I don't know. See, nobody actually saw that. I mean,
what do you mean nobody actually saw that? The whole world saw it, but you didn't see it because your mind was made up. You're prejudiced in their favor. You don't want them to be guilty, so you don't want to know what actually happened. They were shooting at the police. They threw pipe bombs at the police. They threw hand grenades at the police. This one had a gun in the boat he was hiding in. How could you say they were totally innocent?
I'm saying, okay, that's true, but I'm saying, were we told out? Do we actually saw it?
What you have to understand is, yes, there are questions that need to be answered, but these two were definitely involved. Were they the only ones? Absolutely not. Not in my opinion. There's a larger conspiracy here, a larger cell, if you want to put it that way. Will we ever get all the answers? I don't know, Sharon, but I'm glad that you have an inquisitive mind and that you're willing to ask the tough questions. I thank you for finding my show and listening to it. See, I handled that well. KSFO, Stephanie, San Francisco, you're on the Savage Nation.
I'm wondering, what are we going to do about all these lawyers that are lining up around the block right now, just dying to represent this piece of garbage?
What can you do about them? That's their job, is to offend the American people. Offend the American people. I mean, the American judicial system, as you know, the American judicial system is not corrupted. And even the most vile terrorist is entitled to fair representation.
I feel they're going to make them into more of a media star. And it sickens me that there's going to be so many lawyers wanting to represent them.
Absolutely, but you can't do anything about it. They are entitled to a lawyer, and they'll get not only one. I can guarantee you every left-wing lawyer in America is dying to represent them. I could probably name five of them right now. But this wouldn't be the first time. The only person who was called a terrorist who isn't one, who couldn't get a lawyer to represent him for free, is Michael Savage. Stephanie, do you know that I'm the only member of the American media who was smeared by the British government, and I'm not permitted to enter England because they said I'm a terrorist? Do you know that?
I think you ought to convert to Islam and get your name off the list.
I'll think about that. I'll think about that, and maybe the British government will reconsider. Sarcasm is a powerful tool, by the way. Where they get their money from? Before I take this break, I have a couple of important questions. Number one, who was supporting them? Who supported the Boston jihadis? I don't know. The dead suspect, the older one, was a very religious Muslim boxer. A. The one who was just arrested in the shootout in the boat just now, who was supporting him? They made him into a doctor already. The next, he was a pre-med somewhere at a local college, some crappy college there. They already turned him into a neurosurgeon. The next thing you'll hear, he was already saving lives. They'll build it up. He was a heart surgeon. Then wait till the media gets on it. A doctor? What doctor? How could you be a doctor in college? He's taking biology. He's a bio major. What doctor already? So why are they giving this man such compassion? Why are they giving such compassion to these two subhumans? And I will use the word as often as I wish. Anyone who plants a bomb in a crowd and kills a little boy, blows the legs off people, maims over 150 people, has lost their humanity. They are subhumans. They're not entitled to the word human. They're not humans. We are a weak nation. We are weak because of liberalism. We have never been weaker. We are weaker now than we were before 9/11. With all of the intelligence, with all of the surveillance, with all the cameras, with all of the suspicion, with all the neighbors looking at neighbors, we are in greater danger today than we were before 9/11, 2001. Why? Because the intelligence agents, although they see something and would like to say something, they are told, don't you dare say anything about a certain group from a certain orientation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
Shopping for the right replacement window can be confusing. On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, how does a homeowner choose the best window material?
Choosing the right window material is critical. Vinyl? It's just another word for plastic. Now, Ron, you wouldn't put a plastic deck chair in your living room, so why choose poor quality vinyl windows? Our windows are custom built from our patented material called Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl, which means you'll only have to do this job once.
Now, unlike some companies, you not only warrant the window, you warrant the installation, too.
Our master installers average over 40 hours of training each and every year. That's why we warrant our installations. We know they're done right the first time. Our guys specialize just windows and patio doors 365 days a year, and most installations are completed in just one day.
Well, then what about the special that Renewal by Anderson has going on now?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010, or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
If someone told you you could buy a fully renovated property in a very nice neighborhood for just $60,000 and rent it to a medical professional for over $1,100 a month, wouldn't you want to learn more? What if that home was actually worth $90,000, but you paid only $60,000? Investors at Real Wealth Network know the secret, and so can you. Find out more at realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Give me evidence. I'm loyal from back home. Give me evidence.
Is Anthony Maine.
I participated in court sessions
where
I had to prove innocence of other accused people. So, give me evidence.
All right. She's the one who, she's came already a lawyer. She gave them asylum. All right, turn her off already. Another loudmouth. She knows how to work the system. Welcome back to the program. So, we have to thank God that it was the Boston police that were primarily the lead in the manhunt, because if it was the FBI, well, I think the ending would have been a little different. Yeah, I mean, I suspect there would have been a little difference in the ending. Notice it was the Boston police and the attack squad and the Boston police that had him cornered in that backyard. If it was a federal agency, I doubt that you'd get anything more out of the picture. It would be over already. Garnished. Gone. Now, for anyone to call and say that they're innocent is ludicrous. The brothers themselves carjacked the car last night. And according to the guy who they didn't kill, they bragged to him that they're the Marathon Bombers. They confessed to him that they're Marathon Bombers. And they threw the driver out in the street. Why they didn't kill him is interesting. They didn't kill him, but they confessed. And then you got people saying, oh, they're innocent victims. You're always going to get that in America, because they always identify with the perpetrators of crimes, depending upon their own background. They assume everything is a lie. You have to not fall into that trap. The president's speech was an outrage. There was no emotion. He should have been furious, outraged. He should have shown hatred and rage toward these two jihadists. He should have said that from now on we're going to crack down on people who claim to be whatever. He should have said something that showed that something has changed in his thinking. But you know that he is totally gone. It's Obama himself that created the climate that lent itself to the situation we have, in my opinion. Randy on WABC, I know you share my opinion on that. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I wanted to say, ultimately, Obama's responsible for all this. He's responsible for Boston. He's responsible for Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and Fort Hood. And
yes, he is. Right? That's right, because he's told the police agencies that under no circumstance can you connect the religion with terrorism unless it's the Christian religion.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I mean, I rest my case. I mean, how many different ways can I say the same thing without saying what you know I'm saying? Because enough is enough with this garbage.
We are at war. Make no mistake about it. The jihadists have been at war with the West for 1,000 years. You say, well, the West didn't come into play until recently. What are you talking about? To them, anything that is not them is the West. And especially if a girl wears a short skirt, she should be hung. Did you hear what he has to say about women, all you feminist idiots out there? You haven't heard what he said? He beat his girlfriend. He said that women who get raped deserve to be raped. That won't make it to your local paper, will it? Because they wear skimpy blouses and devil skirts. That won't make it to your local newspaper. And you're going to get homilies now about the victims and thank the police. You're not going to hear very much about Muslim, jihad. That'll be buried pretty quickly. We'll hear about how his therapy is going in the hospital, whether they gave him a therapy dog, and whether he's being treated fairly. I wonder which lawyer from Harvard already is lined up outside. Let's take a guess on which lawyer is outside already, seeing if he can represent him.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Who do you blame for the Boston Massacre? Because there's an awful lot of blame to go around. And don't tell me I have no right to ask that question. Your government failed you. They failed you all along the watchtower. And I'll prove it to you. We learned from Russia today that the FBI denied interviewing this guy several years ago, the older brother, but they were forced to disclose it because the interview in Russia today disclosed that they had visited him. And they didn't arrest them. What happened in America today is a result of ultra-liberal reverse racial profiling. The only terrorists can be white males. The only terrorists can be blonde hair and blue-eyed. The only terrorists can be returning military veterans. The only terrorists can be those who oppose abortion. The only terrorists can be anybody except those who are the terrorists. Insane new world. In a sane government, there'd be a change at the top of every intelligence agency in this country. Every intelligence agency would rotate the chief. They would not survive in any Western democracy. They'd be replaced immediately. Massive failure at every level. In a sane participatory democracy, there'd be a vote of no confidence for the president. He'd be thrown out of office. There'd be elections held within 3 weeks. But we don't have a democracy. But let's not talk about the big problem. Let's talk about the little problem. Is there anyone listening to this show who can put themselves in the place of the average Boston resident during the manhunt for the second Muslim bomber? And tell me in honesty that you wouldn't have rather had a loaded shotgun or a loaded handgun or a loaded AR-15 than a baseball bat as you were in your house cowering in your new police state. You do know that they had a police state, they had martial law, in essence, in Boston. They were told to stay in the house and hide under their bed. They were told to leave it to the police. Okay, great. They left it to the police, and they finally got the guy. I'm glad. But is there one person, man or woman, black, white, is there anyone listening to this show who's telling me that you don't feel that you need to have some kind of way to defend yourself and your family in a country that is so weak because of the Trojan horse of liberalism, that you are literally on your own? Is there anybody out there who's going to tell me in reality that you don't wish to God you had a gun in your house? You wouldn't wish to God you would have a gun in your house if you were living in Boston. There's no way in the world you could defend yourself except with a gun. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you now understand the world you're living in. Welcome to the old world order. The Russians are saying, we've been warning you about Chechnya for years. We've been warning you about radicalized Muslims from Chechnya for years. Russia is likely the country that had asked to have the elder Tsarnaev visited because of suspected ties to Chechen Muslim extremists. So what did the FBI do? They ran a background check. They ran his name through all the relevant databases. And guess what they found? They wrote up a report. They sent it to the doofus at the higher level. That doofus sent it to the next doofus. That moron sent it to the next moron. Each moron in the FBI checked their little book on political correctness, and they said, we better not touch this one, and they let him go. You want more? Here it comes. Did you know that your FBI interviewed Carlos Bledsoe in Little Rock, Arkansas, before he shot up an Army recruiting station in 2009? Again, the FBI failed to arrest him. Did you know that your FBI was also looking into Major Hassan Nadal before he executed 13 and shot 32 at the Fort Hood Army military base? Again, the FBI did nothing, even though Hassan was signaling he was about to kill. However, the FBI has maintained in those incidents that they took all the steps they were asked to, and they were allowed to under the law. Although the FBI have initially denied contacting the brother, they denied it. The brother's mother said they had contacted the brother, the eldest son, in an interview with Russia Today. This is your America under Obama and Napolitano. We have to go to Russian news sources to find out what's actually going on. So I'm going to ask you on the Savage Nation today, since all of you know all the details, who do you blame the most for this massacre in Boston? 855-407-2822 is the phone number. If you care to chime in on this horrible, but on the other hand, liberating day in America, yes, it is a liberating day for a couple of reasons. It's liberating because we're praying to God that the psychopathic, ultra-liberal media will finally wake up to the fact that they're surrounded by enemies of their very freedoms. One day, and we've been waiting for the day, maybe they'll come to understand that their greatest friend is a returning military veteran, and their greatest enemy may be a foreign-born, America-hating terrorist. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight. I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside in my mind I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-471-7570. That's 1-800-471-7570. Call 1-800-471-7570.
There are sports cars, there are muscle cars, but there's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette. The place to get yours is the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. Boardwalk has an amazing selection of over 50 new Corvettes. Powerful coupes, cool convertibles, even the awesome Z06 and ZR1 models. Boardwalk has all the colors and performance options. In order to secure a large allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Now, all 2013 Corvettes in stock are $10,000 off MSRP after $2,000 factory rebate. That's a whopping 10 grand off every new 2013 Corvette in stock. Get even more deals. View Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online. GoBoardwalk.com. GoBoardwalk.com. Or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 in Whipple in Redwood City. Corvette number 107516. Chevrolet. Find new roads at GoBoardwalk.com.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop.
Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralex.com, M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, they got the second one. They got the second one. They got the second one. The first one, as you know, was killed in a shootout last night. The second one was caught minutes ago, bleeding in a backyard in a boat, hiding in the backyard in a little boat under a cover. And it was not the FBI who found him. It was not the ATF who found him. It was not DHS who found him. It was not the CIA who found him. It was a housewife who noticed that the boat cover was off the boat slightly and it had blood on it. Welcome to the Savage Nation. It seems like the 60s all over again, only much worse. Bombs going off, a lying government, deceit everywhere, nobody knows what's coming tomorrow, and people are freaking out across this country. That's people who think, that is. There's always going to be those who don't know what's going on, don't care what's going on, and they'll be like the Japanese in Hokkaido who didn't care what happened in Hiroshima. And so you have to decide where you want to, I mean, where do you want to, what kind of American are you? Texas blast kills as many as 15. Why did the blast occur right after the Boston? I mean, why? Accident? People are saying, is it coincidental? Well, of course it is. It just blew up, spontaneous combustion. It wasn't done to drive Boston off the map, off the newspapers. It was a spontaneous combustion. It was accidental. There were no known suspects. There's no pictures of anyone in a hospital in Waco with the fertilizer on his back. There's no backpacks. So, what am I going to say? Just go to a movie. Hatzenberg has a movie waiting for you. Turn on a dirty mouth comedian tonight, laughing at America. All aboard, that's the country you live in. Pay no attention to what's going on. Japan. Whatever happened to Korea? Wasn't he about to drop a nuke on us? Every day we heard nuke, 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 nuke. Kim Jong-un with the eye with his binoculars every minute. But nuke, we're going to war. We've got it. So set Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any day. Boom, it, nuke, ba 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 ba. And bang, a bomb goes off in Boston. And all of a sudden, Kim Jong-un is not heard from. So that was a false flag. He was a faker. That was set up by some, it was something. Some game was going on. Then we got hit in Boston. We had our fleet was already flying in. They sent a fleet already to North Korea, and the bombs went off in Boston. So where are we all? People are really free. If you pay attention to it, it can really destabilize you. It's a nation of big crimes and bad rhymes, I said the other day. Wow, that was a pretty good statement. Big crimes and bad rhymes. Yeah, there's a lot of sarcasm and bitterness out there in America today, but thank God Thank God of two things. They're not passing gun control, because even liberals are going to go out and think about getting a gun now. Those who are hiding under their beds during the martial law, hiding with a flower pot in their hand or a frying pan, are saying to themselves, God, I wish I had something to defend myself with, or my wife. Well, a Remington might work. A Remington shotgun's a nice home defense weapon. You don't need a permit for it. Go buy yourself a shotgun. That's all. Join the right-wing fanatics. Get yourself a gun in your house. Because this could just be the beginning, my friends. With this ultra-left-wing, reverse racially profiling administration, don't assume this is over. Don't give too big a sigh of relief. These incidents have just begun. And I'd like to know if there's a bigger cell. I'd like to know who supported them. I'd like to know a few questions. Can I have the list of questions that are out there? There's an awful lot of them. We made up a list of questions. Do you have any questions that are running through your mind tonight? The number one question to me is, how did they support themselves? And by the way, this is extremely important for you to know. The older brother was a heavy marijuana smoker. You say, oh, that's just your bias against innocent weed. You're wrong. I have told you marijuana is used by assassins for years. And I told you that the word hashish comes from the Arabic for assassin. But you didn't want to hear that either. Instead, you wanted to believe the lies of the marijuana industry, that it's a good, healthy substance. It's destroying the entire country. Marijuana is doing to America what opium did to the Chinese before the martial artists rose up in the Boxer Rebellion and threw the drug dealers out of their country, called the British. But that's a separate topic. He was a pothead, and a heavy one at that. And go check it out if you think I'm making it up. Hashish, for Arabic, for assassin. That's right, a lot of murderers use marijuana before they go on a rampage. You don't want to hear it. No, he wasn't drunk. Muslims don't drink. No, he wasn't ginned up. No, he wasn't boozed up. No, he didn't go to a bar in Boston before he went on his jihad. No, my friends, put the whole picture together. Kansas City, KCMO. Mike, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm Dr. Savage. Yes, as far as that goes, yeah, I'd like to have all three of them weapons in my house at that time. You better believe it. With lots of ammo, big clip.
But if you were a Boston professor hiding in your house, cowering in your closet, no doubt the strongest weapon they would have would be a cooking pot with a long handle.
He would use his words like the telling children.
Well, yes, you're right. The professor in Cambridge would probably think that he could have reasoned with the young man, the poor misunderstood young man from Chechnya, that he would have used reason rather than a bullet to defend himself and his family. You're right. You got me there.
And who I blame, I go up the ladder. Of course, the FBI, but I go to Eric Holder. I go to Barack Hussein Obama. It's their policy. It is his Muslim outreach. It is his distrust of the Russians in only one thing, about Chechnya and how the abused and killed the poor Muslim people of that region. That's his only thing he doesn't agree with them on. And that's the one place they could help us.
Here's a place where Russia tried to help us. CBS News is reporting within the last hour that the FBI was warned by Russia, likely Russia, to look into this guy. And they looked into him. I'm not getting the year that they interviewed him, but sometime in the last few years, the FBI actually sat down with the older Muslim terrorist, and they let him go. Just as they looked into the man who shot up an army recruiting station in 2009, just as they were looking into Major Hassan Nadal before he shot up Fort Hood and killed 13 and wounded 32, again, the FBI let him go. What kind of country are we living in when our police agencies are unable to stop terrorists when they have them in their hands? That's the question of the day. 855-407-2282 is the phone number. They got the second one. He's in a hospital. I wouldn't give him the best of medical care right now. All right? You ought to thank God I'm not in charge of the hospital. You ought to thank God I'm not in charge of the local FBI office, because I find out who else is in the cell. Before I gave him so much as an aspirin, I find out who gave him the money to live in America. What were they living on, these two poor immigrants? Where did they get the money to live in their apartment? How did they get a scholarship? Why was he picked for a scholarship to an expensive school that some dumb liberal actors went to? Where did he get the money to go to college? How come he didn't have a job? How do they know they got all of them in a cell? Why are you all breathing with such a sigh of relief? Here's an example of the stupidity in the liberal community that the child lived in, the poor innocent Muslim boy. Larry Aronson, Zokar Sonikov's neighbor, and a former teacher at the high school that Sonov attended, called him a wonderful kid. Aronson told CNN that the bomber, the Muslim bomber, was so grateful to be here. He was compassionate, he was caring, and he was jovial. I wonder if Mr. Aronson would have the same thing to say about a returning military veteran who saw his friend's legs blown off by an IED. I don't know. Maybe he would. Washington, D.C. WMAL, Nate, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike. I'm just shocked at this whole situation because some of my little friends, they're pissed off at the media, CNN in particular. They're just amazed that they dropped the ball.
Well, they're angry that they didn't have a white male, aren't they, with blonde hair and blue eyes, another Timothy McVeigh to sigh with relief, saying that Janet Napolitano was right, Eric Holder was right. Yeah, let's talk about that. I am sick of the reverse racial profiling by this twisted administration. And by the way, why wasn't this man's picture on the FBI watch list? Why was he not on a watch list? Why? If he had been looked at by the FBI in 2011, according to the Russian media, why wasn't he on a watch list? Why aren't they watching his apartment? There's something wrong with this whole picture. Do you remember who they picked to run the CIA? Did you hear his interviews before he was appointed? He talked about Islam and what a beautiful religion it is and how peaceful all practitioners are. Do you remember that? Do you have any idea what Obama has done to the mindset of the intelligence agencies in this country? Well, you better have a mindset. Do you think this will really wake up America? I hope so, but I doubt it. I certainly doubt it. There are several questions that are pregnant, such as why did the FBI force the Boston police to hold the pictures of the suspects until the anointed one gave his eulogy at the cathedral in Boston? It's interesting to me that literally within a few hours of the pictures being released, all hell broke loose in Boston. Did they know something that they're not telling us? Did they fear that once they released the pictures, they might actually have a manhunt on the way, and they didn't want to upset the photo op for the great president of the world? If you detect a slight degree of bitterness in my voice, you're a real Sherlock. If you detect the fact that I'm sick to my stomach at the psychopaths running this socialist liberal government who have more fear of patriots, Tea Party members, and white males than they do of Chechnyan terrorists, you're right. I'm sick to my stomach. I'd like to hear every one of these left-wing pinkos in the media apologize for the people they accused falsely, but you're never going to get that, are you? I've written one book after the other warning you about the sleeper cells, and I'll tell you something else. They didn't act alone. There are many questions we don't know the answers to, such as, where did they get hand grenades? Where did they hide all of this ordnance, which suddenly was broken out last night? Where did it come from? Where was it all hidden? Tell me who in the world wants to bring in more immigrants when amongst them there might be some of these. Nobody but a psychopath. Maybe Charles Schumer would be at the top of the list, and McCain, but not the average American.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old.
even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
This was truly an absolutely intense investigation, and I do emphasize a truly intense investigation.
Special agent in charge Rick DeLaurier with the FBI Boston field office after the capture of suspect number two, Johar Zanayev, who was holed up in a parked boat behind a house in Watertown. The 19-year-old suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement for an hour before he was finally captured. DeLaurier says thousands of man-hours were spent checking out thousands of leads and tips since Monday afternoon.
The city of Boston, the city of Cambridge, and the city of Watertown, and many other communities can breathe a sigh of relief knowing that two perpetrators who caused so much pain and anguish are no longer a threat to our personal safety and to our communities.
President Obama said federal agencies will continue working to determine why and how the attack was carried out and if the suspects, whom he called terrorists, had any help. The president also thanked federal and local law enforcement for closing an important chapter in the tragedy. Todd Ant, ABC News.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
With tickets to see Kid Rock. Kid Rock takes the stage with ZZ Top and Uncle Cracker. The Shoreline Amphitheater on July 28th. All tickets are just $20 with no fees at the Shoreline box office and any Walmart location.
I found your picture today.
For more information and to win tickets to see Kid Rock, visit the contest page at KSFO.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
On the next morning show, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Marathon bombing investigation like no other station. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Got to listen to the aunt who brought them in under asylum to the country in 2002 in Clip 8. Listen to this.
Give me evidence. I'm a lawyer from back home. Give me evidence. I participated in court sessions where I had to prove innocence of other accused people. So, give me evidence. All you showed me, circled face of a man's face in a hat, standing like this. What else?
Okay, well, this is the FBI photo. This is where it's taken from.
Can you look forward? Okay, what I'm saying is, look this way. Why FBI does not give me more if I'm asking? If somebody else is asking, fine. But for me to be convinced that these two nephews of mine committed these kind of atrocities cannot be taken lightly. Convince me.
Mm-hmm. And you notice the reporters, by the way, are better in Canada than they are here. They actually were offended by her lies, and they were challenging her, not like it here in America, would you? They'd bend over backwards here. Now, earlier we heard the uncle calling them a loser. He was actually the only one who made sense. They asked him why they may have done it, and psychologically it makes sense to me. He said they're being losers, hatred for those who were able to settle themselves, meaning make it in America. And that's usually who goes into these religiously fanatic organizations, the losers who can't make it in the country that was so kind to them. So they wrap themselves in religion and a holy book, and they hate everybody around them, women, anyone not of their religion. Who else would do a thing like this? Who else could do a thing like this to innocent people? And then they use a religious doctrine to justify it. And make no mistake about it, you're not going to hear much about that connection to the fact that he was a devout Muslim. This piece of garbage, this sub-moron. He's not a sub-moron, he's actually a subhuman, sorry. Anyone who does a thing like this, who puts a bomb in a crowd, to me, they're not a human being anymore. So I'll use the phrase that I know offends liberals, because I really want to offend you tonight. I want to offend you down to your core so that maybe you can wake up before you're the next victim. Yep, we got to congratulate them. And you know, one of the things I'm paid for are my insights. I mean, I can joke around and I can give you a little bit of the news and this and that and listen to your talk. But there are questions out there that need some suppositions. And since I have the capacity to put two and two together, I'm going to run some suppositions by you. Why did the FBI hold their pictures until after the anointed one gave his homily in the Boston Cathedral? And almost within hours of them releasing the pictures, there was a gun battle. Remember that? Did they know that they were going to go out violently? Did they know it was going to be a Bonnie and Clyde job? That's number one. The second question I want to ask you is, what, if anything, does this have to do with the first Saudi person of interest? Let's not sweep that under the rug. There was a Saudi Arabian student who was initially tackled by a Boston resident. He was brought to a hospital. He was kept under guard by attack squad. The Saudi foreign minister flies in. Presto magico, he's released. He had nothing to do with it. Well, wait a minute now. Are we sure of that? I want to know about the funding. I want to know who funded these two Chechenian Muslim terrorists. Who was supporting them all these years? How did they have an apartment, car, boxing lessons, college? I know one of them was granted a scholarship in Boston. Understand that. But $2,500 a year doesn't go too far. The FBI admitted Friday they interviewed the now-deceased Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Tamerlan Sonnay, of 2 years ago. The FBI interviewed him and failed to find any incriminating information about him, and they let him go. But what you also should know about your PC FBI under Obama is that they had also interviewed several other terrorists before they committed their vile acts and let them go. They had interviewed, for example, your friend, Major Hassan Nadal, before he killed 13 and wounded 32 in Fort Hood, Texas. They had interviewed Carlos Bledsoe in Little Rock, Arkansas, before he shot up an Army recruiting station in 2009. If I'm not mistaken, that was a year after Obama had twisted the mentality of the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. Army, and DHS. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have no faith whatsoever that they could ever prevent another act like this again. This is a disgrace, by the way, that the president didn't apologize to the people in Boston for having failed them, because that's what would have been appropriate. New York, Debbie, you're on the Savage Nation from WABC. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm listening to you just answering my question, but the bottom line is they already knew who these people were. So what I want to know is what do you think is going to happen in the future when they already have the list? They already know who are the possible suspects. They allowed this person who went away. Then he came back. They let him back in. I want to know, what are we supposed to do?
Right. He went to Russia in the year 2012. He disappeared from America for 6 months. He said he went to Russia. That means he went for training in Chechnya. Wouldn't you assume that?
Correct.
Okay, but he was not stopped on his return by the FBI, CIA, DHS. They were busy looking at people who oppose abortion, people who wear too large a cross, returning war veterans, and Tea Party members. That's because of their reverse racism that is now rampant. There's a metastasis of reverse racial profiling in America's security apparatus under Barack Obama. That's the real problem here. The mentality is warped. The mentality in this country is twisted and warped because of the administration's biases. That's how I see it. Do you agree with me or disagree with me?
I absolutely agree with you, but what are we going to do about the people that are already here and the people that they're letting in and out? What are we going to do about that? That's my concern.
I don't know. Ask Janet Napolitano the next time she's seen giving a speech about how safe we all are from jihad and that jihad means improving yourself. It doesn't mean no violence. You've heard that, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The jihad doesn't mean violence. It means self-improvement. Listen, the whole country is like living in a brainwashing, a day and night brainwashing. This is a day of liberation in some ways and consternation in others. I'll be right back to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you seeking a meaningful relationship with the risen Savior and to worship God with like-minded Christians who seek to do God's will as found in the Bible? Then you're invited to worship with the Hayward Church of Christ, a conservative, non-denominational church in the heart of Hayward, just two blocks north of the downtown BART station at 22307 Montgomery Street. Please join them in worship on Sunday, April 28th for Visitor Sunday. To learn more about their classes, special events, and times of worship services, visit their website at haywardchurchofchrist.org.
There's a lot to know about replacement windows, and on the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. So, Matt, What is the difference between your window material and vinyl?
Ron, if you want the best energy efficiency, poor quality vinyl isn't a great choice. It just doesn't last. And bulky white plastic windows can kill the character of your home. Our windows are custom built from our patented Fibrex, which is actually twice as strong as vinyl. Fibrex will keep the weather out and your home comfy and efficient for years to come.
All right, now everybody knows the name Anderson, so what's that link between Anderson Windows and Renewal by Anderson?
Renewal is the replacement window and patio door division of Anderson. We aren't just a manufacturer. We take care of you throughout the entire process, from building to installing to warranting your windows. You deal with one company, no middlemen, so if you're ever not satisfied, we'll be there to take care of you.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Sean Hannity.
And Barack Obama, how's he going to pay for it? He's going to, quote, tax the wealthy. He's going to destroy the economy is what he's going to do.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You can sigh with relief momentarily, but these two didn't work alone, did they? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Do you actually believe that these two brothers were a sell unto themselves? Logic would dictate that this was a very big operation by the Mumbai bombing, by the London subway bombing. There was usually a team of 15. My suspicion is there are many more of them out there. I would suspect the FBI has probably interviewed some of them. Oh, yeah. But they were told not to do anything more because it might violate their civil rights. It's interesting to me that it was a tip from a resident, not the president, that led to the capture of Muslim jihadist number two. There's a P missing from the word resident. As I said to you, you know all of the facts, and I'm not going to give them to you. You've been watching it all day, all night, as I have. But we have a forum for you in talk radio that you can't have on television. And that forum permits you, the American people, to sound off, to express your feelings in any direction. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. The mother said they're innocent boys. They're not her sons. They were set up. The father said that they're innocent boys. Now, you'd expect them to do that. It's the same as with gangbangers here in America. Whenever they catch a gangbanger who does some shooting, they go to the mother who says, he's a good boy. He wanted to be a doctor. This one also, noticed, wanted to be a doctor. The uncle was the only one today who said anything that approached reality. The uncle of the suspects unleashed on them in a way I was shocked to hear. I want you to listen to clip 4 in The Savage Nation.
What do you think provoked this?
Being losers, hatred to those who were able to settle themselves. These are the only reasons I can imagine of. Anything else to do with religion, with Islam, it's a fraud, it's a fake.
Well, okay, I'm glad to hear it's a fake. I feel much relieved to know that because terrorist number one's website on his profile says his worldview is Islam. And if you go further, he listened to an imam from Australia who called Jews... names I won't even repeat on the show, and said that women who are raped deserve it because they're wearing tempting clothing. So I'm glad to hear that it has nothing to do with religion. I really am. Listen to clip 5 of the uncle now.
Of course we're ashamed. Yes, we're ashamed. They're children of my brother, who had little influence of them, honestly, as much as I know, who had little influence of them. I didn't like him, so I just wanted my family... be away from them. That's it.
All right. So now we go to the news sites on the brother and the brothers. Yeah, I don't have to give you their names. Then the Daily Caller has an interesting article from earlier that states he was a religious Muslim boxer. Tamerlan Saniyev, one of the two Chechen terrorists, was a self-described, quote, very religious, unquote, Muslim boxer who yearned for Chechen independence and who posed for a photo essay entitled "Will Box for Passport." Well, he doesn't have to box for a passport. McCain and Schumer will give him one. They give him 80 green cards to give out to his relatives. Tamerlane Sonnyev was a student at Bunker Hill Community College and a Golden Gloves boxer who trained at Y Crew Mixed Martial Arts Gym in Boston, etc. But the fact of the matter is, photographer Johan Kern profiled Sonnyev in a photo essay entitled "Will Box for Passport," quoting the young boxer as saying that, quote, he is a, quote, very religious, unquote, Muslim, which prevents him from drinking, smoking, or removing his shirt around women, and that he cares deeply about the independence of Chechnya from Russia. He said, "I don't have a single American friend. I don't understand them," Sonnyev told the interviewer. He doesn't drink or smoke anymore. Notice the word "anymore." God said no alcohol. God said no alcohol. Then he said there are no values anymore. So to him, a girl in a short skirt is worse than putting a bomb in a crowd and blowing off people's legs. You see, this is a real genius here. There's no values anymore. No values. A disgusting country. They drink, and they're prostitutes, and they're dirty. But putting a bomb in a crowd is a religious act to him. Unbelievable to me. So this is, if you think this is an isolated incident, good. Enjoy Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck while you can. Because this is the new America. We've let so many of this type into this country, we haven't any idea where it may occur tomorrow. We were told 2-3 years ago, if you remember, that the jihadists were going to use Caucasian-looking bombers in the future, terrorists in the future, because they would blend in better that way. You don't see a big bushy beard, do you? You don't see a turban, do you? They look like American boys of any ethnicity. But you find out that underneath the surface there was a terrorist. Now, here's the question. It's a question that I feel obligated to ask. How did the FBI so quickly circle these two in the surveillance photos? How did they know it was them? Do you remember they wouldn't release any pictures till the great one appeared and gave his eulogy in Washington? And then after the great one left Boston, after he gave his eulogy in the cathedral, all of a sudden the FBI releases the pictures and they circle these two. How do they know it was them? There were hundreds of thousands of people in the crowd, many of whom had caps on, many of whom had black bags. How did the FBI know it was these two who were the suspects? Simple question. They must have known even before the event. See, now I have my own supposition about the whole picture that's starting to come to place, come into focus for me. Remember there was private security wearing SEAL logos? They weren't SEALs. They were probably ex-Navy SEALs working for a private security firm. Remember the guys with the black backpacks and the headphones in the crowds with the large backpacks that the FBI will not relate to? Remember those pictures? My suspicion is that the FBI and all of the intelligence agencies had pre-warning, I was going to say something else. They were probably warned in advance through chatter and whatever that something was going to happen. And they dropped the ball. The private security firm blew it, the CIA, FBI, whatever, DHS. Everybody dropped the ball. But what intrigues me is, and interests me, is the answer to this question, which we're never going to get. How did the FBI know that these two were the suspects when they released the pictures? How did they circle there? How did they know amongst all of the people who had hats on with black packs they were the suspects? Can anyone answer that question? And it's a very hot night. It's a hot night emotionally. America is sighing with relief, and that's a good thing. Many of you were up nervously all day, not knowing when Boston would be relieved from putative martial law. Do you notice how quickly, by the way, the entire city was put into martial law without a writ being signed? Stay in your homes. Do not leave your homes. Cower under a bed. Stay in your homes. Did you notice everyone did? What's to prevent the nation from being told to stay in your homes? Now, it's interesting, again, that it was a resident, not a president, who helped capture Muslim bomber number two. WABC George, what do you have to say tonight?
Yeah, Michael, the problem is we are becoming defenseless. We don't have leadership anymore. The intelligence community that we do have sometimes produces results, but nothing gets acted upon. I'd like to know where J. Edgar Hoover is.
You mean J. Edgar Hoover, now that we need him, he's been smeared by the left-wing press, calling him a cross-dresser, calling him every name under the sun. All we know is it was a safer nation under J. Edgar Hoover than it is under this current FBI. That we know. Because they would have done preemptive arrests in the days of J. Edgar Hoover. If they even suspected somebody, he wouldn't have been milling about in a crowd with a bomb on his back. Thanks for the call. It's a sad day, and it's a day of relief in a way, because maybe now the men and women who work for these agencies, who know better, who are constrained by the ultra-liberalism of their chiefs, the men and women who say, we got to do something, maybe they'll be listened to now. I doubt it. I doubt it, but I hope so. Who do you think is to blame for this? Because there is someone to blame. Don't say this. Listen, don't go away from the saying there's no one to blame. You're wrong if you do that. You're wrong if you do that. There's responsibility for everything. There is responsibility for this terrorist act in America, the worst terrorist event in America since the Fort Hood terrorist event, which your Eric Holder is calling workplace violence. Did you hear that? Did you know that your attorney general called the Fort Hood massacre, where 13 were killed and 33 wounded? They still haven't put him to death yet. They haven't even tried him. Nidal Hassan, Major Nidal Hassan, he was signing all of his medical reports as a psychiatrist. At the end of every medical report, for years, he wrote, Allah be praised. And the military didn't put a flag over him. The military did not arrest him. Now, what if a Army psychiatrist was signing his reports with Jesus saves? How long do you think he'd last in the U.S. Army today? 1 second? 5 seconds? Why is the government bending over backwards for Muslims in this country? I mean, let's be clear. Let's be clear. How many more speeches can we hear from Deval Patrick and the other Schmendricks? They're all taking a bow now. Everyone, I want to thank you. I got the donuts now. We got the coffee. Thank you to Dunkin' Donuts. It was all night long or up all night. It was a woman who saw the guy hiding in a boat. What are they? They had surveillance cameras. They had helicopters. They had bomb squad cars. They had cameras. They had dogs. They couldn't find them. A woman found them in the backyard. You hear this? A tip from a resident, not the president. So there's a lot of blame to go around. The problem is nobody ever takes responsibility in the U.S. government for anything. But I'll tell you this, and I'll say it again until it sinks into America's collective mind. Gun grabbing, gun control, dead in the water. Even Boston liberals are going to think about going out and buying a shotgun. Immigration reform, meaning flooding America with 30 to 40 million illegal immigrants, that Schumer and McCain and that moron ice cream man Rubio want, forget about it. Do you know that the immigration reform bill written by this gang of eight includes a clause which permits them to bring in all their relatives? Did you know that? So let's assume that this incident didn't happen. And let's assume they were planning on making it happen, but they have a green card. It means they could bring in the father and the mother from Chechnya to reunite the family. You don't want the family disunited. You want them all here. You want them all here, don't you? Well, that's what Schumer wants. That's what McCain wants. That's what Rubio, the ice cream man, wants. It's not what I want. It's not what I want. I want real immigration reform. I want the border secured, and I want them to go through the criminal files, and I want them to deport anyone who's ever been arrested in this country who's here illegally. That's the beginning of immigration reform.
Savage.